Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The annual list, according to Forbes magazine, of the highest paid actors of 2020. And this is kind of an easy one for number one. It's Dwayne Johnson.
Dude's worth
he's money.
And what do you say he makes when he tells someone Instagram? If he plugs a business, it's like $1 zillion.
Oh, right? Yeah.
One post.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little little cameo things they make.
Whatever,
just saying. I like this kind of shirt.
I use Bounty.
Right.
Yeah. Bounty. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I think it's a skosh over $1 million.
Right.
For like one mention.
Yeah.
How many followers does he have?
Four.
Probably more than that.
Isn't that weird? Because I know this broadcast.
Very influential follower.
But you know, with Instagram anymore, when he hits that, he reaches millions of people. Yeah. And in our business, that's illegal. It really is.
He has to. I mean, in our business, he would have to say that he's a paid spokesperson.
But even then, even if I'm not paid and somebody gave me something and I mentioned him on the air, that's illegal.
Yes,
it's called plug-ola.
Well.
I mean, we don't, you know.
Yeah,
I get asked that all the time. Can you say something about that? Nope.
Just
that's
can't.
Plug-ola, but thanks a lot. Yeah. I'll tell people in person.
$986,000 per post.
Just under.
I would like everything. I would say tater tots are the best food ever.
Yeah.
Give me my $1 million.
Then the tater tot truck shows up outside your house.
I think they have to ask you first.
I know, but
with
I would
offer.
I know, but he gets offered. I'm sure. I'd even say it for less. You ship me $100,000. I'll say I like your food. Sure.
Yeah, but they don't want us.
No. But if I was Rock. If I was Rock.
Tried the social media angle with the ball trimmer folks.
Right.
Say, hey, we got 50,000 followers on Facebook.
And we wanted ball trimmers.
We just wanted free ball trimmers.
I keep seeing that.
We're going to go with a chick who is hot, but she only has 65 followers.
Yeah.
I moved yesterday, and the week before I was getting all my bathroom crap together. I have like 4 or 5 different sets of trimmers, beard trimmers, beard's hair on your face, puss.
What?
And some of them double as ball trimmers, but you're right. And they all kind of suck at this point. I want a real ball trimmer. I'll pay for it.
You can buy those things at the store.
I know.
They're in the store.
I'm not going to plug them here.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But they're at the store.
I tell you what, you see the ads on TV and they say, hey, you're not going to get hurt with this thing.
No, you still get hurt.
Just put it anywhere.
Right.
Don't believe it.
No,
because I don't care if it's true.
No, I use the guard even on my balls. You know
I
that,
just
puss.
Don't trust it.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You get a bunch of cuts really on your ass crack.
It doesn't matter. I don't care, and I'm the only one that's looking at it.
That's a good point.
What's the difference between a beard trimmer and one of those Manscaped?
Nothing.
Same thing, aren't they?
It is the same
thing. I would assume so.
Yeah, they're just clippers.
Yep.
Well, they say the ones for your...
The Manscaped might be a little smaller.
The one for your junk is supposed to not nick you.
Yeah, they're supposed
they
to have some
that.
Sort of guards
that.
On there.
They say that.
Right.
I've been nicked on the nuts with the with the beard trimmer.
It's You're not welcome. Fun.
Right. Not fun to get nicked on the nuts. How about it, Nick?
Let's do it again.
Oh, you don't take the razor? The sack?
Oh, no. See, even that, no.
I do that.
Yeah, you get that all soaped up in the shower.
Not breaking a razor out.
It moves too much.
I don't want
to
be
I'm
a baby
I'm not taking
bird.
A blade to something that moves that
I don't want
much.
To be a baby bird
yeah,
smooth.
Otherwise, it's not going to get, you want it smooth.
No,
you don't.
No.
No.
That's trimmed,
weird.
Not smooth.
I do that. Yeah. It's the most optimistic thing I do.
I'm with you.
I'll give you that, but I think it's queer.
I've never nicked myself
bird.
With a razor.
Baby bird down there.
I mean, unless you're doing
nuts
porn.
Are ugly enough, let alone completely bald.
Or bloody.
Yeah. Yeah, bloody nuts are not cool. Ask the ladies.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So in the top 10, highest paid
ladies,
actors.
What we do for you. Boy, we what we do for you, all that manscaping.
Yeah, that's
took a little diversion there.
Look at the old days for years. Years. Guys pulled their pants down. Big brush fire down there. Nobody cared.
Nothing. Well, okay, no. But so did women.
I know. We didn't care.
We were grateful.
Yes.
They matched.
We got the machete out. We chopped through the forest.
Just made it through.
Yes, we did.
But for years.
Who needs a machete?
We went for years without doing any trimming.
Part to see.
As a young guy, I don't recall doing any trimming.
Nobody did.
Girls didn't either.
It's a new, you know, it's past 20 years or so, or maybe 25.
I think that's one of those.
But there are guys who have grown up now that have no idea what it's like to have a hairy nuts or to see a hairy vagina.
Yeah.
And by the way, when they do see a hairy vagina, they're going to freak out because it's going to come back.
Right.
Maybe not the full wolf, but some of a lot of it's coming back. At least in porn. I see it a lot in porn now.
Stringy pubes.
Yep.
Glad
all right, enjoy your breakfast, by the way. Enjoy your breakfast. Well, you're answering the phone out there, Push. What's all about that?
Nothing
good. Nutscaping? Nothing good. All right, well, how we get into this? What are we talking about?
I have no idea, but we were talking about Dwayne Johnson.
Oh. And ball trimmers.
Ball trimmers. Yeah, I got it.
Social media influencers.
I bet you he's shaved.
So he's number one, brought in $87.5 million last year. He got a check from Netflix for an upcoming film, and he's got an Under Armour line as well. So he's number one. Now we'll go to number
10. That's why he can blow $15 million in the XFL. 3 years down the road, we start to sing, I got the name.
Yeah. So now at number 10. We'll start at number 10 now. And this name always pops up in these lists, and every time I'm surprised because I forget about him. Jackie Chan.
Yeah, we do. Well, he's a foreign. He makes money everywhere. You
know? He made 5 movies last year.
All overseas, probably, right?
Yeah, and he gets millions from endorsements and licensing deals.
Proud to say I've never seen a Jackie Chan movie.
Rush Hour.
Didn't watch it.
The Rush Hour movies. I've seen some of those.
Didn't watch it.
Adam Sandler at 9.
Netflix.
Yeah, he's making a fortune on Netflix.
Right.
What's that one you said is pretty good? The one he's... I think his company produced the David Spade one.
Oh, it's the wrong Molly or something?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
I want to check that out.
It was raunchy. And
I got time.
I was not expecting it to be very funny.
Right.
I don't know why I turned it on, but it was good.
Will Smith at number 8 brought in $44.5 million last year.
Yeah.
What was he in last year? I'm trying to think.
Well, he got money for the upcoming King Richard.
Ah.
About the Williams sisters. Who are playing today,
by the way.
Yeah, he plays Serena and Venus's dad.
Right.
Where are they playing?
In the first tournament that they are both playing in.
What country?
One of them.
You know what?
I don't think
I love that answer, Craig, because I don't care what the real answer is.
Understood.
So I can go the rest of my life, and that could be just the answer.
United States. Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay, the U.S. Open is not until Labor Day weekend, that weekend, somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so Serena won her first round match on Tuesday. Today she's got to play her sister.
Now, since we've not the point. I mean, I don't know. Dr. Mina can check in on this because didn't we figure out that the surfaces aren't as contagious? Didn't they figure that out as opposed to these droplets in your face?
I understand.
Are they still using their own balls
that
in tennis?
That may be the latest thinking.
Remember that was the bit about the balls in tennis,
right?
When back in the spring when we were playing tennis, when people were playing tennis, say you mark your own ball, you serve with your own ball, and don't touch the other guy's ball.
Fine. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. We had that woman on that said that.
And I'm not, I don't know, we're not doctors, so I'll leave it up to science, but it seems to me that even though we all do clean everything still, that the surface thing is not as important as the spitting.
That's
I don't know. Now, Dr.
But we can't discount that.
I don't want to discount it, because you can be touching somebody's spit. Right.
Yeah, or anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, just because maybe it doesn't last as long as we thought it did on the surface. I don't know.
I still, you know.
But it can be there for sure.
I still use the paper towel at the gas station. When I put gas in my car. I still do all that.
Yeah.
Oh, Why wait for science, though? Can't you just go by your gut?
Yeah. And play some football.
That's right.
Yeah, what do you think, Dr. Lou?
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
Well, I don't get
right man. Those educated guys shouldn't run things.
Talk about spittle.
What he said earlier.
Talk about spittle in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
His mask has to be just drenched.
He might have been patient zero, Lou Holtz.
Yeah, he needs to wear a couple of masks.
You know he ain't.
Yeah, I've read that, too, that, you know, they're less concerned about surfaces now and more concerned about droplets.
And we were lucky.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean not concerned about surfaces.
Right. Yeah, I still scrub everything down here. Nobody even works here anymore. There's one guy that is on the air in the afternoon here, our buddy Bickham.
And he's as safe as anyone.
And he leaves at 7 o'clock at night, and nobody touches his stuff until the next morning, and I still wipe it down.
He's got a kid at home. He's totally safe.
Yeah.
At number 7 on the list of the highest paid actors is Lin-Manuel Miranda. Brought in $45.5 million.
Hamilton changed my life.
Absolutely.
I actually did sit through it.
I can't do it. I understand. It's not my scene, so I understand why I don't like it, but I know people do.
It's super cheesy.
It's too cheesy. I can't. My daughter loves it, and I've seen a couple scenes. I said, I cannot do this for 2 hours.
I can't
do it for barely one song.
If you're a dude that watched that like on his own, without the influence of some female around you.
You're just trying to be cool.
Yeah, no, I was outvoted, and it was turned on, and I'm okay. Yep. It was fine. I just went, whatever.
Cheesy is the key word.
Your dad's probably seen it.
I don't know. He hasn't mentioned anything about it.
Really?
The whole thing just made me cringe.
Yeah.
Like the part of Saved by the Bell where they were trying to make a point.
Yeah.
The whole thing just feels like that.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time.
Like a special episode?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's. It's pretty gay. I don't know if it's gay enough for my dad.
Yeah.
I will say, had we not turned on the closed captioning,
you wouldn't understand what they're saying.
I would not have caught 3/4 of that.
No.
I was reading the whole time.
Yeah. Now, my daughter's been listening to the soundtrack for a year or so.
Historical. Right?
And then when it came, finally, you'd watch it on Netflix or whatever, she watched it. She goes, you got to watch it with us. And I said, well, how long is it? She goes, 2 or 2 hours. I said, no, that's not going to happen. But you know, you enjoy it, honey.
No.
No. You want to watch Hamilton?
No.
Number 6 on the list of the highest paid actors is a Bollywood star, the only Bollywood star on the list, Akshay Kumar.
Is that a dude or a chick?
He's the best.
Most of his money comes from endorsement deals. He's got a thing with Amazon Prime right now, but he sells everything from multivitamins to toilet cleaners, apparently.
All right.
And number 5 on the list.
Which one I would sell for the right money.
Right. Which bring in, and number 5 on the list, bringing in $54 million last year, Vin Diesel.
Oh, Vin still, all the Fast and Furious franchise.
Too fast.
He's an executive producer in all those, too. He's probably making a fortune.
Okay, so he's just collecting rough.
Raking it in.
Right, and he was going to get a massive back-end payday after this year's 9th film was released, but that got pushed back to April of next year. So next year, he's probably going to have even more money than the $54 million.
That's what we always promise, Puss, a back-end payday.
Well, you give him that.
That's a payday?
Yeah, you give him something.
But no money, but there's a back-end.
Yeah. I know what they mean, and I'm fine with it.
Ben Affleck is at number 4.
He still produces.
He starred in The Way Back. And Netflix is The Last Thing He Wanted.
I didn't see that.
No, I'm not familiar.
The Way Back was he was the alcoholic basketball coach. That got some good reviews. Yeah. Looks like a feel-good movie.
Was he Batman recently?
Yeah.
He was the most recent Batman, but he's out now.
Mark Wahlberg at number three with 58 mil.
He's in everything.
Netflix. Yeah. He did a couple of Netflix is throwing cash.
Action comedy Spencer Confidential.
Yeah.
And there's cardboard cutouts of him in the grocery store.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh,
selling his line of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the docuseries McMillions in Wall Street. At number two, we've already mentioned number one, Dwayne Johnson. At number two, it's Ryan Reynolds. He brought in $71.5 million.
Man.
Made more than $20 million apiece on
Deadpool
Six
stuff?
Underground and Red Notice.
Six Underground is one you'd like.
That's a Netflix?
That's a Netflix. It's an
oh,
action.
I started watching that, right.
Yeah.
He's in charge of a group of guys.
Yeah.
People, like a group.
Series or a movie?
No, it's just a movie. Just a movie. But it's like, I think Michael Bay even did it. It's a big shoot 'em up, blow 'em up action movie.
Trying to save my movie intake for the when the weather changes. Cause
you mean when you're going to have to stay inside and not go anywhere?
Exactly. Good point. Good point. That's a good point. I'm doing that now.
Yeah. He said 6 months into the pandemic.
Yeah, because the pandemic, because we have no leaders and we're all still inside.
At least a third of us have gotten naked following our experiences with alcohol, mostly due to, they say, vodka, rum, tequila, and whiskey.
Is this naked in public?
Yeah.
Okay.
Public nudity.
Yeah, because I generally get naked after I have a drink when I go to bed.
Yeah, see, I don't know if there's an amount of alcohol out there that could make me forget that I shouldn't be nude in public. I have not reached it so far.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. No, he naked. So the reason they figure that vodka, rum, tequila, and whiskey are the top drinks served when people get naked in public is very simple. Those are the spirits more frequently served in bars
you
or at parties.
You naked bunch of bitches!
Between 3 and 4% of respondents got a tattoo while drunk.
Yeah, people tend to drink more when someone else is buying.
Yep.
So in a bar situation...
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the last time I've done a shot. I don't do shots at home. Maybe somebody offers one up at a bar, and I can't remember the last time I've done shots.
Does it have to be in the glass for you to call it a shot? Because I believe you have a new at the turn tradition that I've been witness to.
Oh, yeah, and I haven't
what have you been doing?
Participated.
Just guzzling?
A little airplane bottle of Fireball. After nine holes.
Oh, I know you're doing that. Oh, you're a Fireball guy. What are you, an 18-year-old girl? That's pretty cool.
Well, that's a
shot. I wish you were, by the way.
Somebody bought me a Fireball after nine holes once, and I did very well the next nine.
So it's
a superstition.
But that
and
counts
a fun
as
a, one.
That
you,
counts as a shot.
Todd the sorority girl.
That's a shot.
Fireball!
Oh, yeah.
I would call that.
Yeah, that's a shot.
I guess I have then. But just in that instance. But it didn't really do anything. A single shot. In fact, the last time I played golf, I forgot to have a shot.
Ooh, how'd that second nine go?
Not very well.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
You needed that
you
shot.
You wear a skirt when you golf too, by the way?
He's got the legs for it.
One leg. He's got one leg for it.
Oh, the atrophied one. Yeah. So for people who got tattoos, the thing that they were mostly drinking was vodka.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, man. Yeah.
Vodka.
And it also seems that 10% of respondents to this poll at addiction.com claim to have lit a fire while drunk.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure people have done that. I drank a prairie fire once drunk on my 21st birthday. We talked about that. I almost burnt my mustache off, I'm sure.
We tried to start that on fire in here completely sober.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Mina's still yelling at us for starting. We tried to start alcohol on fire in the studio.
That was the lamest flame ever.
I know.
It was not even close.
I'm not worried about lighting the alcohol, the line of alcohol on fire.
But it was all near your papers. She was being overly protective.
Well,
we trust her. We know what we're doing here.
We moved a paper.
When we light alcohol in the studio, we know what we're doing.
She thinks we're reckless at times.
Nick is right. We were sober.
It's not like we're wasting it because we know where it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Plus, we were sober.
I saw Richard throw his watch in a fire one
really?
Time when he was like, we're just like a backyard fire. He was tanked. It's just like, man, I don't care what time it is. Throws his watch in there.
And you go, oh, And then think about it.
Well, the next day it was like
burnt. Was burnt.
Like, hey, man, I totally lost that watch. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, if you're camping, you definitely start the fire before you get drunk.
Right.
I'm that responsible.
And the two highest average yearly blackouts were among respondents who preferred tequila and rum, with an average of over three times a year for each group.
What I do, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, blacking out. It happens when you drink too much. Your brain shuts down and doesn't want to remember this stupid crap you're doing.
Yep, in there.
This is making me want tequila.
Yeah.
See, the two biggest times I remember blacking out, it was related to whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey. My bachelor party.
Once again, the amount of alcohol you drank, because whiskey's pretty high quality.
My bachelor party, I distinctly remember someone trying to buy me a triple shot of whiskey.
Oh, Jesus.
Which the bar would not sell.
Yeah.
So this guy, being the math whiz that he was, bought four double shots of whiskey and two bar beer glasses. And poured two doubles into each one and handed me one. That was an off switch for my brain.
Well, that's a glass of a mug of whiskey.
It was about probably 8 ounces.
And you guzzled it?
And I was just drunk enough to go for it.
Oh my God.
And
did you projectile vomit that weekend, that night?
No. Okay. I have no memory to this day of anything after that moment that night. I sang karaoke. I fell off the top step of a bus to the parking lot.
Trained the whole bus?
I got nothing. I have no memories of it.
Hopefully you weren't driving the bus.
Now Ken wants to hear Blackout.
I know. I got to break it.
Oh. Well, who doesn't want to?
Yeah. And Jim sucks.
Oh, that's right.
You say that when you're blacked out?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Just learned. Last couple of times I blacked out, I've decided that another edible would be a good idea. And then I put that on top of, you know, the edible I've already had and the drinks, and then...
And what happened?
I don't know.
Nothing. Yeah. He was already blacked out, he said.
Right. I usually eat that and then wake up at home.
Back out!
Because I was sitting in a bar, and a girl sitting next to me fell out of her chair, and I was surprised by that. And then 10 minutes later, somebody brought up that she'd done that, and I was like, what? She fell?
Anyway. What a drunk.
Drunken
what
story.
What a lush.
Run.
You'd be cool. Live music would be cool again, huh?
Yeah. Just want to get
out. And I'm not talking about Sturgis. I'm not going there. Live music without the chance of COVID would be nice. Let's do that one.
That's a crowd I might like to be in. I might like to see a little live music.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.